Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi assures a predictable and stable policy regime for semiconductor industry. Mr. Modi to inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his German counterpart take stock of India-Germany strategic partnership, focusing on trade, investment and sustainable development. India-UAE sign an MOU to collaborate in the field of critical mineral supply chain. Russian air defense intercepts and destroys 144 Ukrainian UAVs overnight across 9 regions, including Moscow. And IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Mr. Modi said this while chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi, a day ahead of the Semicon India. The Prime Minister assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime. He said that the government will continue to support the industry at every step with the focus of Make in India and Make for the World. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi ahead of Semicon India. The Prime Minister will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida tomorrow. He will address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day event has been organized with the theme, Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. It will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. Semicon will bring together global leaders, companies and experts of the semiconductor industry with the participation of more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed on finding local solutions for the global problems. The Prime Minister today chaired the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister asked to identify those obstacles which are hindering the path of the research ecosystem and take steps to remove these problems. He said research should focus on finding new solutions to existing problems. The Prime Minister stressed upon the need for scientific monitoring of utilization of resources for research and innovation. During the meeting, the governing body decided to launch a program in hub and spoke mode by pairing universities where research is at nascent stage with top-tier established institutions in mentorship mode. External Affairs Minister held discussions with his German counterpart Annalena Baerbock in Berlin today. In his press statement following the talks, Dr. Jaishankar said the conversation touched on many subjects, including the situation in West Asia, especially the Gaza conflict and its ramifications. Both the leaders also took stock of India-Germany strategic partnership with a focus on trade and investment, green and sustainable development, skilled workers' mobility, technology and defense and security. They also discussed global issues and reforming the UN. In another event, the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called for greater defense cooperation between India and Germany and urged the European nation to ease export controls. Addressing the annual Ambassadors Conference of the German Foreign Office in Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar said defense cooperation must be given greater thought, especially as the Indian private sector expands in the domain.
We believe that Germany too should take greater interest in the Indo-Pacific, just as we in India seek to do in the Euro-Atlantic. Today, geopolitics, geoeconomics, and technology are driving us closer. How much we make of it depends on all of us.
India and UAE today agreed upon two business-related outcomes on the occasion of the visit of Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Mumbai. The outcomes include launch of work on the India-UAE Virtual Trade Corridor, VTC, and Maitri interface to facilitate VTC. This is under the framework agreement between India and the UAE on the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The second outcome pertains to an MOU between International Resources Holding RSC Limited and Consortium of Oil India Limited, Khanij Videsh India Limited and ONGC India Limited towards global collaboration in critical mineral supply chain. The MOU provides for cooperation in critical minerals exploration in third countries. It will help boost the supply chain resilience of critical minerals. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the country is witnessing significant growth in sales of electric vehicles and it is expected to touch 1 crore annual sales figure by the year 2030. While addressing the 64th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari informed that nearly 30 lakh EVs are registered in the country.
Today about 30 lakhs EVs registered in India. 23-24, 45% increase of sales. EV two-wheelers, 56% of total EV sales. 400 starters and electric two-wheelers already started their manufacturing. India's EV market is expected to grow to 1 crore annual sales by 2030 and create 5 crore jobs.
Speaking on this occasion, Union Minister of Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy said the Indian automobile industry is one of the fastest growing sectors with a 6.8% contribution in the country's economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described cyber security as an integral part of the national security, saying the centre's plan to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cyber crime. He stated this today while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi. Mr. Shah asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace as cyber crime has no boundary.
Cyber Suraksha, Rashtriya Suraksha ka ek ahem pehlu ban gaya hai, jiske bagar hamari rashtra ki suraksha bhi karna asambhav hai. Char pramukh साइबर प्लेटफॉर्म का शुभारंभ किया गया है साइबर फ्रॉड मिटिगेशन सेंटर साइबर कमांडो का शुभारंभ समन्वय प्लेटफॉर्म का शुभारंभ और सस्पेक्ट रजिस्ट्री इसका शुभारंभ
Indian Navy's civilian entrance test, which was scheduled to commence today, has been cancelled due to unforeseen technical and administrative reasons. The Indian Navy in a statement has said that the online exam for the recruitment of various Group B, NG and Group C posts was to be conducted on pan-India basis till the 14th of this month. The exam will be rescheduled at a later date. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. In Haryana, the second list comprising 21 BJP candidates was announced today for the Haryana Assembly polls. BJP has announced total 88 candidates so far for election to 90-member Assembly and Congress have announced 40 candidates. Aam Aadmi Party 20 and Jan Nayak Janata Party in alliance with Azad Samaj Party has announced 31 candidates while Indian National Lok Dal in alliance with Bahujan Samaj Party has announced 17 candidates so far. We have a report.
The campaigning has intensified in Haryana with major leaders of all political parties filing nominations. Total 227 candidates have filed nominations so far. Today, Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini and former ministers of Haryana, Captain Abhimanyu, Dr. Samal Gupta and Subhash Sudha filed their nominations. Congress State President Uday Bhan and other senior Congress leaders filed the nominations today. Also, JJP senior leader Digvijay Singh Chautala filed his nomination from Dabwali. The last date of filing of nominations is 12 September. Akanksha Saxena for Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
The BJP has constituted a management committee for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. The president of the committee and former Union Minister of the State, Rao Saheb Danbe, informed that the committee comprises three co-organizers, heads of various committees, special invitees and ex-official members. Senior party leaders including Nitin Gadkari, Devendra Fadnavis, Piyush Goyal, Vinod Tavre and Narayan Rane will be part of this committee as special invitees. Union Minister for Panchayati Raj Rajiv Ranjan Singh today said that the Panchayati Raj institutions can play a crucial role in making India a developed nation by 2047. The Union Minister was addressing the inaugural session of a three-day national workshop for elected representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions in Patna. The three-day workshop has been organized as part of achieving the sustainable goal of social justice and social security by capacity building and enhancement of the Panchayati Raj institutions. We have a report.
More than 600 delegates from different states are participating in the workshop. Village heads, sarpanch, pradhan, gram kachari members are attending the workshop and sharing their experiences and best practices during the workshop. It is expected that during the three-day workshop, lots of brainstorming and discussions will take place among the stakeholders over the empowerment of local bodies and Panchayati Raj institutions. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Russian air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 144 Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, overnight across nine regions, including the capital Moscow. The Russian Defense Ministry today reported that the UAVs were part of a large-scale attack by the Ukrainian military on Russian targets. The statement said nine of the downed drones targeted Moscow and the Moscow region. Russian authorities said at least one person was killed near Moscow. Three of Moscow's four airports were closed for more than 6 hours and almost 50 flights were diverted. The drones shot down resulted in a fire in a Moscow refinery and at a power plant in the Tver region neighboring Moscow. In Vietnam, as of now, Super Typhoon Yagi and its subsequent floods and landslides in northern region have claimed at least 82 lives, while 64 others were missing. According to the Ministry's Department of Dike Management and Disaster Prevention and Control, the mountainous province of Cao Bang has suffered the most with 19 deaths and 36 missing. In a devastating turn of events, the collapse of Phong Chau Bridge in the northern region resulted in several casualties. It said Typhoon Yagi, with powerful winds, damaged 48,337 houses, mostly in the coastal province of Cang Ninh and Haiphong City. Union Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandavia today felicitated the Paris Paralympics 2024 Indian contingent, who returned to New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Mandavia handed over the cheques to the medal winners. Each of the gold medal winners received an amount of 75 lakh rupees. Silver medalists got 50 lakh rupees, while 30 lakh rupees were given to each bronze medalist.
इस पैरालंपिक्स में हमारी सफलता दिखाती है कि देश स्पोर्ट्स सेक्टर में आगे बढ़ रहा है। टोक्यो ओलंपिक्स में हमने 19 मेडल लेके आए और इस बार 29 मेडल लेके आए हैं। मैं कुछ शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ।
Talking to Akashvani News, Harvinder Singh, who won a gold medal in the archery, interacting with Akashvani, said that everyone possesses a unique talent and if they can achieve such feats, every common man can do it.
Iska credit jata hai mere coaches ko, Paralympic mein gold medal jeetne ka sapna dekh rahe the, wo pura hua, aur meri family ko, jinki mujhe puri support rahi, aur sab deshvasiyon ne jo hamare liye duaen ki. Pure desh ke liye mera yahi message hai ki agar hum is tarike se Paralympics mein jaake desh ke liye medal jeet sakte hain, to nishchit taur par aam vyakti bhi zindagi mein tarakki hasil kar sakta hai.
Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Vidarbh today and tomorrow. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh to the next 6 days. The same rainfall has been expected in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till 14th of September. The weather agency said that heavy rainfall is also likely in Chhattisgarh from the 14th to the 16th of September. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi assures a predictable and stable policy regime for semiconductor industry. Mr. Modi to inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his German counterpart take stock of the India-Germany strategic partnership focusing on trade, investment and sustainable development. India-UAE sign an MOU to collaborate in the field of critical mineral supply chain. Russian air defense intercepts and destroys 144 Ukrainian UAVs overnight across nine regions, including Moscow. And IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.